But for right now, here's the DJ interviews with Mass Destruction. Enjoy.
Yeah, because
we are.
Hey, who was in the Backspin Boys?
Billy was one of the original members. Me.
Golden Child.
Golden Child.
Oh, yeah.
Sir
yeah.
Golden Child.
And Monkey Funk.
And Monkey Funk.
Wow. And then Timmy took a picture at what's the name of the club now? Soul Club before, and now it's the one on Full 2.
Too young to go on.
And he took a picture of these people who went to see a Dan the Automator show.
Yeah.
And there were these women going, "We love Dan the Automator," and something with the glue factory. So Timmy's photo was taken by Jeff, put it up, doctored, and we didn't know who they were, and in Photoshop. And we put it up on the website, and we pretend they were fans of the Backstreet Boys, but they weren't at a Dan the Automator concert, that they were there. Like, it was DJ Trinity and her friend Kirsten.
Yeah. What?
And then we were like saying that they were like fans of the Backspin Boys. They were like, "We love the Backspin Boys." And then they happened to go to our website. We never even met Trinity before that. She goes, "Hey, why don't you take this picture of us without our permission?" And then like doctor it up, because that's not what our caption said. And that's how we met.
She wasn't down to be a fan of the Backspin Boys.
Weren't you guys popping like Taiwan or something like that?
Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
Korea. He was a sex symbol of Korea.
Japan.
Yeah,
in the
Korean gay scene.
Oh, don't forget to go to DNZ's website, MySpace site, which is www.myspace.com/DNZ.
No, that's not it.
Oh, okay.
That's my poser.
He's got an alter name. He's got alter ego.
He is a gay Filipino model.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
If you want to go to this guy's site, it's DJ DNZ.
Oh, okay. Okay, right on. Why don't you guys, so this is Rob Fatal. We're at Foothills College.
Foothill College.
A little bit up from San Jose, and we're with the DJs of Mass Destruction.
It's in Los Altos Hills.
Los Altos Hills. And why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves.
My name is Billy Jam.
My name is Pone, DJ, you know, or DJ Pone.
Not from France.
Hey, what's up? I'm Doggish.
What's up? Name's Alf.
Hi, I'm Shingo too. What is this for?
Oh, it's for our music magazine and our radio station back in SAC.
Oh, word up.
There you go.
DNZ.
Right on. Okay, so you guys have to huddle like a boy band. So I wrote these so it'd be maybe a little bit quicker to go by. But when I saw Pone's bulletin on MySpace for this little happening here, it said we were doing this stuff before it was cool to be like anti-war. And I've noticed that it's a very saturated market. It's almost a market now to be anti-Bush or anti-war with like the Not My President shirts and... You know, and in some respects, that's really great, but I could see... How do you guys feel about that? It's so oversaturated now. It's almost like another kind of sheep herding where you're getting people...
I think it's exactly like that. And it's, in particular, like the late-night talk shows, like Jay Leno, if you remember in the beginning after 9/11, they would never say anything that was deemed anyway anti-patriotic. And now, like, they can't wait to tell jokes about George Bush. Mm-hmm. And it'd be nice if they were daring, but they are, like you say, just like sheep. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you might say it's a good thing that people are aware. Yeah. But Billy brings up an important point in that it's just so ubiquitous now that the message gets lost. Like, okay, ha ha ha, Bush, ha ha ha. But he's still out there, you know, perpetrating crimes. Yeah. Or he's still out, you know, people still voted for him in 2004.
Why aren't they in prison yet?
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of been turned, like, yeah, now it's like, so what?
Yeah.
So.
Shingo has been a part of sort of like the anti-war movement, too, and has done a lot of things, a lot of projects.
Can you tell us about that?
Have I?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
The peace stuff?
Sure, I mean, anti-war and pro-peace or pro-community, pro-education, pro-awareness, I think it's two different things sometimes, because it's so easy to scapegoat, you know, whoever's in charge, you know what I mean? Because once you become aware and, you know, it's kind of hard to grasp the truth because people are always scheming, and that's been the case for history, you know what I'm saying? So we're not just discussing, like, one particular war or one particular incident, you know. We may never know the truth, but what's important is that we encourage each other to keep aware and keep observing what's happening and what's going to happen that's going to affect all of us, you know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. Because everything is connected, and yeah. that's what we're trying to put out, at least. Yeah. You know, and like Billy Jam said, you know, during critical times, it's most important that people speak out. You know, that's the least we could do.
Yeah. yeah.
Can I say, sorry, I just want to say one sort of other thing, too, is that on the new album that we have, War 2, the turd hunt continues.
In stores now.
But anyway, on the album, there's also one of the members of the DJs of Mass Destruction, DJ Alf, is also another crew, Oki Zoo. And I think what's unique about that is that the members are currently, or have been up until recently, as members of the U.S. Armed Forces. Mm. So it brings a different perspective from both the MCs and also a DJ's position. Yeah. So I think that's important that here's DJ Alf, who was just in the Air Force, and now he's, you know, on this album that's about peace.
Yeah. Alf, actually, here, I had a question written up for you. What kind of dynamic do you think having people that were in the armed forces or are in the armed forces, what kind of dynamic does this bring to the album that the last one didn't have, or what do you hope to bring?
Pretty much it brings the actual what's going on. I mean, of course, I had, like, experience dealing with all the crazy stuff that the guys deal with in the military. Of course, you're not going to show that on the like, CNN. What you're going to hear on there is the positive stuff. They're not going to come out and say, I hate this war, I do this, or, I, you know. Because if they do, they go to jail. So, and so basically, via Article 15, you get incarcerated, you go to Leavenworth for that. So, I mean, the whole time I was stationed over in Japan for like 3 years over in Okinawa, and throughout that time I went through like a lot of stressful times going over, you know, fixing the aircraft and things of that nature, and I just thank God that I didn't go through I didn't get down to as far as with stress get so far that, you know, suicide or anything like that. It's very, very bad, and I think doing my hobby as far as DJing is concerned, that basically saved me. And just like my homie DJ Pones once said, let all the negative vibes out, go scratch. And I've done that since. So whenever times get down, you know, what's hard, I played on the turntables.
That's awesome, so. Man. Oh, damn, that's awesome. Cool. What about the process? Because I remember when we interviewed you in 2003 when the first War came out, Bill, you called in and you did an interview with Pone. And you were telling us that you were going through archives and archives and archives of, like, Bush footage and having to listen to it, and it got you nauseous.
It literally did. Bush makes me sick, and literally. And he still does. But there it was just like I found just listening to hours and hours. And again, since then, like in those years, and remember, too, that DJ Pone had gone on tour with the bomb DJs at the same time, and there was this whole thing with the Secret Service, that incident, just to sort of briefly, actually, what is new, recap that, you know, the different time.
Basically, David Paul, the owner of and president of Bomb Hip Hop Records, purchased tickets for the lot of us, you know, that were on tour, T-Rock, Quest, me, Cheap Cologne, so on and so forth. And
air tickets.
And he charged them on his company credit card. Of course, the name of the company was Bomb Hip Hop Records. And our first flight was to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And I guess the very, very aware citizens who took David Paul's ticket order somehow made the connection between Bomb Hip Hop, Oklahoma City, and called the feds, because there at our opening show, we had Secret Service agents there in San Francisco. They also paid a visit to David Paul's home and just, you know, ransacked and searched it. And mysteriously enough, on all our plane flights, David Paul was the random person picked for security check. What? Somehow. But this was all not even David Paul, you know, he had nothing to do with our War album. That was Hip Hop Slam. He just happened to be a victim of someone's paranoid, mistaken connection. Yeah. And that was kind of typified the feeling around November 2003 in this country of what was going on at that time as far as people being afraid to say anything against the government. or what's going on. It was kind of scary, wasn't it, Bill?
It was. And since then, one thing that has happened a bit and has changed is that, like, Bush as a sample source. And by the way, any political figures, when they make public speeches, it's royalty-free, copyright-free, so we as America, as citizens, are free to sample them and not have to pay royalties, thank God. But since then, like, Bush as a sort of, like, as a source of sampling has become almost a musical genre of itself. So actually on the new War compilation, we sort of we have less Bush samples. We don't get as nauseous listening to the samples.
Yeah, we didn't want to make him a star anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So it's less of that. I think we got probably some more MC tracks and some more abstract kind of cuts, yeah, like the Steinsky cut, for example. You know, they're more abstract.
And the whole thing has a darker feel to it. Like the first one was more, was a lot more a little comedy kind of, little upbeat. But this one's definitely, like, the music and the subjects is definitely a lot darker, a little more twisted. I mean, just like life is right now, it's a little darker and more twisted.
Yeah, it's and that's what I was going to ask. So that was a deliberate intent then to make this tone a little bit darker. And I would argue that it's probably, it would be then to, like, reflect kind of like the, well, we made this in 2003 and nothing's changed. And it's just kind of like all this pent-up stuff has led to.
And then some of the things, like just talking to, like, the track about Addicted to Oil, because that was something that, the you know, was said by Bush. So we sort of just took that and built on it. And then the track that Dawgish did with DJ Alf, which is just about Katrina, you know, because that's something that really, you know, it's not that long ago when it happened, and that's still unresolved. And meanwhile, the war in Iraq still goes on, you know, and sort of just dealing with that as a topic. It's something that people don't bring up enough, you know. It was like hot news of the day back in September of that year.
Yeah.
Plus it gave you a view of what's to come as far as how we're going to be treated when there's emergencies. Like, next time there's an earthquake, expect us all to be shoved into the Coliseum with no food and water, you know, and tanks rolling through the streets. I mean, they've set the precedent now with Katrina. So, I mean, you know, it was a sick thing to watch. And we're not, you know, we're across the coast, basically, but... Yeah.
Well, it was Miss Cleo when we needed her.
I know.
And of course, we also targeted, once again, Fox News, although we hate to sort of give them credit, you know, any more credit than they deserve, but they're such, like, with Bill O'Reilly going, shut up. And then that whole sort of thing, you know, it's just ridiculous, that attitude of, like, you don't agree with us, then shut up. Mm-hmm. And then to claim that you're, like, being, like, a true news format.
It's patriotic to shut up and listen.
Yeah.
And be fed, eat what you're fed.
When you were talking about the Katrina song, I took some notes for the article I was writing, and it was really interesting the way Bush was talking about, I don't know who it was, but was talking about the thing ravaging a city and rampaging and whatnot, and then hearing the news descriptions of it almost sounded like a Western journalist describing the destruction over in Iraq, and it was really eerie, because with that and the music combined together, it actually makes you go, wow, we're almost experiencing what our government's doing to another country here, like at home. And I just wanted to add that. It was, like, really amazing, like, the way you guys could
pull
that off.
Can I just say
one
thing? Also, what's good, too, from a sort of a global perspective, is the MC, the UK MC Brain Tax, who's on there, and, like, he's talking about Bush and Blair in the same breath, and talking about, like, the United Kingdom's perspective of what's happening in the world. Global warming is an issue that's also raised in his track on there, so it all kind of ties in.
Yeah, that was actually one of my questions. I commend the diversity of the different countries you guys have on this album, like Ireland, Japan, the UK in general. But what do you think that does? Or, like, just like you're adding people that are from the armed forces, you guys really touch everything on this album. You really bring in a lot of different perspectives. Specifically, maybe I can ask you and Shingo too, but what do you guys think that does? Like, what do you want to say from a non-American perspective about what's going on?
Gosh, let me think about that.
Okay, Bill, do you want to?
Well, you know, we all kind of share that same thing, but it's sort of like putting it into a global perspective. But one of, like, my favorite tracks on there, I like the Shingo track that's on there with that Caveman and Seneca. I think that's really track number two. It's a really good, and that's Shingo actually. Not he's a MCing on that too.
Oh, wow.
But I also particularly like, there's a guy from New York who's on there, an MC, Will Villanova. And his thing is talking about, you know, all the wars going on, but still the way, like, blacks are treated in America, that's the real crime. And, like, all these things, nothing's changed from a person of a minority in this country for the most part. And I think that's, you know, says it all, you know, and wars, like, goes on and on and on. But basically conditions, you know, medical, healthcare in this country, education, they still suck for most people.
Yeah, war is a good diversion from real issues. You know, it really helps those in charge. They can make the enemy be an outside entity instead of having people look at the inside. And, you know, they love war.
That, and it's good for the economy. I mean, it helped the country out of the Depression.
Well, it helps their friends, but it doesn't help us. The economy's screwed.
And again, who goes to fight the wars? It's always minorities, people who can't get another job. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
And then they're getting screwed over.
Yeah, one of the things I noticed, on a side note, is that Bush, he couldn't hold a company for so long. He brought down so many companies. Yeah. Think about it. Right now, he's bringing down a big company, place we live in, United States.
That's what he was brought in for, is to bring down the country.
It's, I just don't understand why people just didn't see that from the get-go. You know, if the man couldn't hold a good leadership role, holding a small company, what makes you think he's going to get promoted to run a big company? Of course, the United States of America. I just don't understand that. So
right, but
on that note, you know, I think enough people have become aware how powerful the media is, and just how easy it is to manipulate through the amount of information. You know, because in this country we still have a lot of freedom. You know, we can afford to make an album like this, whereas in other countries you would face prison if you outright said F this person, that person. You know, you couldn't do that, period. You probably couldn't have hip-hop, you know, and talk about politics, and you know, so we are afforded this freedom, and yet, you know, nothing, you know, quote unquote, nothing changes because of the amount of information that is being diverted, so to speak. You know, because we live in this so-called democracy, and we assume that we're making the right decision just because the majority said let's do this and that. You know, but even that is heavily influenced by the media. You know, so. To answer your question, me coming from another country or background, it's like bringing diversity, but at the same time, you know, we're saying that we're communicating all these ideas despite of the differences in the background, because the same struggle that we have and the same involvement we have in, you know, the economy, it's like, you know, it is like the economy. It's like it's one world. You know, it's very easy to draw the line between the government and the people, or between nations. You know, this country is doing this, you know, this to that. And you know what I'm saying? It's not just like that. Politics is just like a front. You know, it's like a script following what's going to take place. It's like reenacting what's happening behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, just so that people can digest what's going to come.
Yeah.
You know.
How do you guys feel about that then? Because you put out that first album, and like you said, now nothing's changed, and the second album's darker and it's more intense. So what do you think about the fact that, we have these freedoms, but it almost seems like a facade in a way that they give us the illusion that we have freedom or the right to express ourselves as long as nothing actually really changes? Is that something you feel? Is there like a sense of hopelessness with what you do, or how do you honestly feel about that?
Yeah, I think it's true in a way, because when you do look at it like now, you know, this is what, the 40th anniversary of the Summer of Love. I've watched a bunch of documentaries on TV about it, and people talk about that time when there was leading into the whole like hippie revolution and protesting the Vietnam War, and a lot of mainstream artists were putting out anti-establishment records. And now mainstream artists, we put out this CD, but it's just a small independent release, and it doesn't really make much of a blip on the radar. Whereas you have like mainstream artists, they're not doing anything at all anti-establishment. So I think, there is a lot of hopelessness, and people just don't care.
Yeah, you know what, like, just the other day I was watching Platoon on TV, and it just made me think, like, how many wonderful movies have been made about the horrors of war, you know, of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just how many, like, tons and tons and tons have been made, and we've all watched it, and still we allow, you know, people to go into the military, and we worship them. Well, we're taught to worship them because they're protecting our freedom, you know. So what's important is that we don't live in an illusion that the government is, you know, there to protect the citizens. You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course the structure is there, and it's a necessary evil, and all that money is a necessary evil, and all that. But you know, you got to separate the two, you know, like what's going on in the world of politics and entertainment and what's going on around you, you know, because you could obviously change and you could obviously have an influence on the next person. You know, you can share your ideas and you have a lot of influence on the younger generation. So, of course, there's a lot you can do, you know, so you shouldn't be discouraged by what's going on in the media. You know?
I could kind of generalize the topics that Shingo has been talking about. I think the main thing is, you know, like Billy says, we may be in the minority as far as thinking certain ways. But the most important thing is just as Shingo, I could generalize and crystallize Shingo's points, is that you kind of think independently. It's like, you know, not only take from the mainstream media, take from us, don't just kind of blindly say like, oh, man, Bush, I hate him, he's bad. Or just don't kind of follow the sheep and say, you know, oh, they're evil over there in the Middle East and we need to pound them. Mm-hmm. Just kind of look at all the pieces of information and think for yourself. Yeah. And kind of learn to think independently. Just don't have anyone kind of push you around.
And try to look at the motives of the things the media is presenting, like who is really being served by, like, say, accounts of, okay, there was a terrorist bombing, but who is that really helping? The so-called terrorists, you know, that just puts them more in the hole. But if you're the one being attacked, if you're the victim, you can turn that around and say, oh, I'm the victim, and manipulate the emotions and manipulate everything so that you can get away with more stuff. Because you're the victim, you know, and you just got to be aware of that and try to really see what's the motivation behind these things, the way they're presented, and who's really benefiting from them. Because yeah. It's not what they're presenting, that's for sure.
If I could stick in one more point.
Go ahead.
I'll stick it in, that's right. We were talking about this in the car on the way here, Billy and I, and you were talking about media consolidation and how, you know, what is it? Does Rupert Murdoch own everything?
We were just talking about how in this area where we are now in the South Bay, that like San Jose Mercury News has just in the last week laid off a bunch of people.
Oh, wow.
And we were just talking about how the San Francisco Chronicle, the same thing, New York Times recently.
But just
and what it means is the consolidation of media and like the mainstreaming, and that's why we're getting all these crappy stories about Paris Hilton going to jail instead of much more important things.
Yeah.
That's right. So you should listen to just non-mainstream sources. Like, get a little of...
Yeah.
Don't believe what you read from everything and just kind of draw what you need from individual sources and just use some critical thinking, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Read between the lines.
But you know what I'm saying? But as much as the corporate media has consolidated and it's become very extreme, how the market is kind of dominated by such powerful multinational companies, independent media has become a lot stronger as well, you know, because of the internet and, you know, like a lot of things that you talk about, you know, as far as politics, like if you did it like 10, 20 years ago, people just look at you crazy, you know, they just think you're too extreme. But now, you know, just because information is so accessible, it's very easy to present your own viewpoint and just give them a link to whatever other information that's important, you know?
Yeah.
Like you won't be looked at as a madman. You'll be just looked at as a presenter of information that's new to them. So that's a huge difference, you know? So therefore it is, you know, there is a good reason to do something like this, you know, compilation.
That's cool.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
One person that we wouldn't be able to do any of this without DNZ's mom.
Oh.
And because she's the one who had this little baby who's grown up to be a young man, the tallest DJ of us all, DNZ, and I think his input is important.
He's the daddy. What am I supposed to do now?
I think your choice of sound is really,
it's just the samples I'll use is just, you know, random stuff that just has to do with the subject. And it's just like for certain tracks, you know, it won't be like a Bush sample or a political figure saying it, but it'll be from, you know, from hip hop, from music itself, because it's, you know, it relates to it. And so
Maybe you could
like
answer.
Too short saying bitch.
Yeah. Like you can. This is a question I had written down. Why use scratch music or hip hop as a medium to get your guys' messages across? And what can this medium offer that others like maybe film or even rock music or whatnot can't offer? Even journalism. Like why use this medium?
It's not something that we can't offer. It's more of like that's just, you know, us. It's not like we play any other instruments and we're like an actual, you know, band with the full equipment and stuff, but it's still our way of creating our music and getting our message out.
Okay. And the choice of being able to use samples, because yeah. Rock bands do some do, but not as much. We can just like load in all the different samples and they say it all, you know.
Yeah.
Even though there are a lot of MC cuts that we have, but the samples speak volumes.
Yeah, and even for like the videos that we do have of some of the tracks, it's like, you know, you can actually see Bush saying it's more visual than seeing a band just, you know, do their thing. And because they would probably fucking have to pay for some of that shit they would have to use in their video, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just another medium to get the word out.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, and on another level, it's just kind of like rehashing what the media feeds us and feeding it back at them.
Cool. I remember in 2000, feeding it back. Yeah, feeding it back to them. We'll fix that in post.
Yeah, there you go. It's kind of spewing at
here,
them.
Say it again. We'll fix it in post.
Oh, yes. It's kind of like taking what the media feeds us and regurgitating it back at them. Kind of like, you know, we were fat ass and Stand By Me.
That's awesome. Yeah, one more question that I wanted to ask is, who is your daddy, and what does he do? Everybody, we'll start with you.
Who is my daddy? What is? I don't know who my daddy is, but I think he might know DNZ's mom.
Oh, that was hip hop. Right on. So, like, last question: what do you guys hope to accomplish with this album? Or and to kind of refix that question up, what is a victory for you guys? When can you say mission accomplished with this album?
I don't think we can.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, real mission to accomplish from it. It's just hoping that the people that do buy it and listen to it actually, like, pay attention and do something with it, opposed to just going, ooh, scratching, you know? So that's at least what I want from it.
Just getting people to think about things a little more. I'm all about that independent thinking. Don't mean to change like the minds of droves of people. If you just get people thinking in another direction, at least present them with a different point of view and get them to think critically about things and laugh cynically at other things. All right, that's good too.
When you guys are talking about like designing the beats and stuff, are you thinking about the subject matter before the music, or are you thinking about like how the beats are going to flow together and then how to fit the subject matter into it?
That's a good question. I'd like to know that my damn self.
It's all freeform. It just all comes thrown together. But what I would like, it would be lovely if the war ended, but even if it does, there'll be another one soon after, you know. It's just the nature
of
the
beast. Well, Iran's next up on the
menu,
right?
Yeah, but what would be kind of cool is that, especially in this day and age, like today when we were doing the radio show on this station, KFJC, we were using Miss Cleo samples, and that's straight from, you know, Soundboard. And there's so many people, like, especially people, like younger people who go on the internet, just get all of these MP3s and download them. So what I'd like to see is if, like, people hear this album and realize, boy, we could do it, and just start getting all these samples and getting beats and just making music themselves, because it is really a DIY style.
Yeah, musical revolution. Yeah. Viva la musica revolution musical.
It's the new punk rock.
Right on. All right. any closing statements before we say goodbye?
I'm all right. Froggy says what's up.
Okay. Hey, Maya. How you doing?
Thank you very much.
Everybody, I hope you all just listen to the album and just basically bump it up a notch. As far as, I mean, if you're, if something is bothering you about the government, bump it up a notch, you know? I mean, just don't let stuff bother you. Just go out and just express yourself, you know? That's the way I see it. Even though, as of right now, the Democrats, they're all in the House and all that good stuff. And it's they seem like they're trying and everything, but you know, homeboy up in the White House not gonna pass stuff. He's gonna veto and do all his whole nine yards. But just press it up a notch, you know. Just keep, you know, saying, doing, or whatever. Just to let them know, hey, we're pissed off. The tide is crap, you know. So that's pretty much all I gotta say about that. So.
Well, all I want to say is just, you know, keep an open mind, stay positive, and just know your history, you know, because the answer is all in there.
Shingo said it for me.
Right on. All right, DJs of Mass Destruction, thank you for yet another amazing interview. Thank you very much. Right on. All right, you're listening to KSSU 1580 AM, the Waxaholic Show. What's up, peoples? I'm Rob Fadel. That was the groundbreaking and lovely interview we did with the DJs of Mass Destruction, Billy Jam, Pwn, Dawgish, DNZ, Shingo 2, and Alf over at Foothills College in Los Altos, California. That was on the 23rd of June, 2007, and that's great. Make sure to, you know what, if you're into hip-hop or scratch music or production, or you know what, you're just looking for a good album that will help you vent your frustration against this war and this regime that's currently being housed in the White House at the moment, you know what, pick up this album. It's super cheap. It's like dirt cheap. It's like seriously amazing music, amazing kind of insight and politic, and very rounded, very interesting. Go to www.hiphopslam.com and pick that up.